Daf Hey here at Son of Limu Shabbat Rafat Kola Cholim, Duchan Tanima to the Magalit, Yosef Yarben of Yivachava, Rav Sivan Ben Sima, Betor Korsha Chole Israel, Uli Lui Nishmat, Eitan Eliezer Ben Mordechai, Yonatan Tuvia Ben Mordechai. We're continuing the idea of when do we stop asking for rain. So Rav Amar Kevan Sheetchil Shuv Eino Posek. Going back to the 2 days of Yom Tov that we saw in the Daf before, once you started in the first day of Musaf, reminding rain, you don't stop. You don't stop at Mariv. You keep going on the second day. And Rav also went back. Once he started on the eighth day to remind rain, he doesn't stop. And that's the halacha in Chutz Laaretz, that on the eighth day, not on the ninth day, you start reminding rain, and then you keep reminding it. You don't stop. So the next Mishnah says, Ad matai sho'alinat ha'gshamim. Tell when do we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda omer she'avor ha'pesach. Tell the end of Pesach. Rabbi Meir omer ad she'yatzei Nisan. Tell the end of Nisan. She'ne'emar v'yored lachem geshem moreh u'malkosh barishon. Rishon is the month of Nisan. So we ask for rain for the whole month of Nisan. Mother of Nachman the Rav Yitzchak, Yoreh b'Nisan. Do you want to tell me that the first rain is Nisan? Yoreh b'mar cheshvan. The first rain is always in cheshvanu. So Yoreh b'mar cheshvan u'malkosh b'Nisan. So the pasuk came to say you're right. The Yoreh, the first rain is in cheshvan, and the last rain is in Nisan. But he says back to him, Amar le'ach yamar Rabbi Yochanan, that be'emet there is an option where the Yoreh, the first rain is going to be in Nisan. B'yemei Yoel ben Petuel, the Navi Yoel, nitkayem mikraze, that the Yoreh actually happened. The first rain was in Nisan. D'chtiv be'i, it says in the Tkufa of Yoel, yeter ha'geze machala arbe. So it was a famine the whole time. Tell Nisan. U'tashana yatsa Adar lo yardu gshamim. The full month of Adar came out and there was no rain. And yardalem revi'a rishona, the first fourth of the rain, Bechad ben Nisan. It all came down on the first day of Nisan. And that was the first rain. So Amarlem Navili Israel, when he saw the first rain came down, he said to them, Tse'u v'zir'u, go take every seed you have left and plant them. So they yelled at him, Amrulo mishiyesh lo kav chitim, o kavaim se'orim, if someone has only a little bit left of wheat or barley, yochleno v'yichyeh, should he eat it and survive? O yizre'eno v'yamut, or is he going to plant it and die? So they say to the Navi, we have nothing left. You want us to plant what we have left and die? Amar lehem, afal pichen, tzu v'ziru. Even though you might die, go and plant. Nes salem nes. Suddenly a miracle happened. V'nitgale lehem mashe b'ktalin u'mashe b'chorei nemalin. Suddenly they found all this extra food in the walls. Seder. Yetzu v'zaru sheni v'shlishi v'revi'i. On the second and the third and the fourth day of Nisan, they planted. Yardalem revi'a shni'a b'chamisha b'nisan. The second quarter of the rain fell on the fifth day of Nisan. And hekrivu omer, and they already sacrificed the omer, b'shisha asar b'nisan. On the 16th day, nimtzet, it was found, tvu'ag gdela b'shisha chodashim. The tvu'a that usually it takes 6 months to grow, gdela b'achad asar yom. It grew in 11 days. And nimtza omer akarev mitvu'a shel shisha chodashim. And usually the omer that you would sacrifice from the tvua, from the crops of 6 months, karev mitvua shel achadasar yom, that it was sacrificed from in 11 days, from the 5th to the 16th. Valoto ador umer, and in that generation, we say azorim bidima birinayik soru, that when they planted, they were crying because they, like, it was the 5th day of Nisan, thought they were going to die. And suddenly, already on the 6th day, everything was full. And then halochelech uvacho nosem meshech hazara. And then there was this joy that in 11 days everything happened. So the Gemara still wants to understand the continuation of the pasuk of this Shir Amalo that we say on Shabbat Kuf Kavav. Maya loch yelech uvachon nose meshech. Right? What does it mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda shok shu choresh holech viboche. When the ox is doing charisha, he cries. Ubachazirato, and but in this generation that a miracle happened. Ochel chaziz minatalem. Already, by the time you would return, it would have grown already. V'zeu bo yavo verina, that the ox that was walking in tears because he was like in pain, thought he wasn't going to eat. And when he returned, in that few minutes, it already grew. My nosel umotav, right? If it already yavoberino, what does it mean nosel umotav? Amar v'chiza v'amrei lebametnita tana kane zeret shibolet zratayim. So usually the quantity of the kane, meaning the food, and the shibolet, which isn't the food, would be 1 to 5. But in this generation, it was 1 to 2. That there was so much food, and there was only a need for a little bit of the shibolet, which you don't eat, which was times 2, when usually it was times 5. So that's nosel umotav, that it grew in a way that it had so much more food. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, my dichtiv, what does the pasuk mean? Ki kara Hashem la'ra'eh v'gam baya la'aretz, 7 shanim. That Hashem came that He didn't give them for 7 years. So bahanach 7 shanim, mayachu. So for the 7 years that there was a famine, what did they eat in the days of Yoram ben Achav? What were they eating? So this is what they ate. Amar le'achim Rabbi Yochanan, shana rishona achlu mashe babatim. They ate all the food they had left. Shnia achlu mashe basadot. In the second year, they ate everything in the field. Shlishit basar be'ema teora. They ate the meat of the pure animals. Revi'it, what do? Basar be'ema tme'a. They started needing to eat the basar of the not pure animals. What do they do in the fifth year? Basar shkatsim v'remasim. They started eating the meat of the disgusting animals. Shishit, what they eat in the sixth year? Basar b'nahem uvnotehem. They started eating the meat of their children. Shvi'it basar zero'otehem. In the seventh year of the famine, they started eating their own flesh. L'kayem ha'shnemar ish basar zero'o yochelu. Like it says in the Navi Yeshaya that they started eating their own flesh. That's what happened in the 7 years of that famine in Yoram. Mother of Nachman Yitzchak, my dichtiv v'kirvecha kadosh v'lo avo ba'ir. Right, that inside you there was something kadosh, and I'm not going to come to the city. Says the Gemara, Meshumde b'kirvecha kadosh lo avo ba'ir. Because there's something holy, I'm not going to come to the city. Amar le'hache amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what it meant to say. Amar kodesh baruch hu lo avo b'Yerushalayim shel mala. I'm not going to go to the upper Yerushalayim. Ad shavol Yerushalayim shalamata. Not until I could come to the Yerushalayim that's down below. That's what the pasuk meant to teach you. So says the Gemara, Mika Yerushalayim lamala. There's such a thing that there's a Yerushalayim above. Says the Gemara, there is. Nichliv Yerushalayim abnuya ki'ir shechubra layachdav. That there are two Yerushalayims, one in the upper world and one in our world. Another sentence of Rav Nachman. Mother of Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, my dichtiv ubachat yivaeru v'yikaslu musar avalim etzu. What does this pasuk mean? Amar lehachi amar Rabbi Yochanan achat hi shemavaeret rishaim begeinom. There is one thing that causes all the rishaim to burn in hell. My hi, and what is it? Avodah zara. How did we learn it? Gzera shava k'tiv hacha musar havalim etzu. That it says that the musar of havalim is a tree. K'tiv atam hevel ema maaseh ta'atuim. So we learn from the word hevel and hevel that it's regarding avodah zara. That's why people burn in Gehenom. So another thing from Rav Nachman, Mother Rav Nachman, the Rav Yitzchak, my dichtiv ki shtaim ra'ot asa imi, that there are two bad things that they did. Tartin hudavu, are there only two bad things? Esrin va'arba shvikalu, there are 24 in the list in Yechezkel of bad things that the Jewish people did. So why are you saying there's only two? So Amar lehachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, achat hi shekulash kishtaim. There's one that's equal to two. My new, what's that one? Avodah zara. Dichtiv kishtaim ra'ot asa imi. There are two bad things that did with me. Oti azvu makor maim chayim. They left me the source of water, the source of life. Lachtsov laim be'erot be'erot nishbarim. To dig wells, meaning to do avodah zara, that's just broken, that has nothing. Uchtiv behu ki avru iye kitim. They went over to the islands of Kat. V'ra'u v'kedar shalchu v'idbonenu me'od. Right, go to those islands and look. Hahemir gori goy Elohim. Did they abandon their gods? Ve'ema lo Elohim. Even though their gods are not gods, they didn't abandon them. Ve'ami, but my nation, hemir kvodi belo yo'il. Even though I am a real God, they still abandon me. So those are the two bad things that we do. We also go to something that's worthless, and we abandon something that's endless. Bezat Hashem will continue in Daf Hayamud Bet.